Distro Unicorn Radio brings you another special documentary from New York City about DJ Ron Morelli, aka The Falcon.
Hey, bro. Hey, why don't you come down to the studio? Your tracks sound great. We can get some chick who sounds like Debbie Depp to come down here and, scream over the tracks and everything, bro. It'll be great. My wife will make us some sausage and peppers and maybe a little baked ziti, and we'll have a good time in the studio. I got a very nice mixing board, bro. Make your sound shit great. It's gonna be great.
Also, sing clavier, or what the hell did they have always? The Sempers.
I don't even know, man.
Okay.
That's it. I'm like spaced out, dude.
Oh, okay.
It was the Mexican pastries that did it.
Yeah, we went to a restaurant in that Queens, right?
Yeah, Sunnyside, Queens, La Flor Mexican restaurant, right off of Northern Boulevard, under the 7 train.
Irish pub, bro. It's a fucking Celtic cross. Right, Stevie?
Of course. Going right, might blow my neck.
called Letkey Witch. I hope I pronounce it right. Their project is called Two Dogs in a House. It's a very nice kind of Joe Louis slow jam Chicago house. Anyways, we return to that cold and rainy December afternoon as we were going to a Mexican restaurant in Queens next to the 7th train. It's like where the chase scene of the French Connection is. Look like that with the subways that drive over the street.
Yeah, alright, maybe that's what it was.
What's that one?
Horn muffin, man. Eat some more of these. They're good.
The torta, one?
Yeah, the torta.
One is here.
Yeah.
Another
Yep, thanks. Great. I think I get another napkin when I have a chance also. Thank you.
What is that torta like?
It's like a pork sandwich, barbecue pork sandwich.
Oh. So your nickname is the Falcon, right?
Yes.
So because of your origins are from Malta?
Correct. My family is from Malta, my mother's side of the family. They immigrated from Malta to New York City in like, I don't know, the 40s or something like that, 50s? I don't even know.
Okay, well, it's not so long ago.
Yeah, thank you.
So, yeah, so,
That's it. I got nothing else, man. I just hang out, sit on the couch. Why don't we wait for the time to go by?
Thank you.
a man, and another man. The track is called Wishing for an End. Anyways, after we went to the Mexican restaurant in Queens, we headed back to Brooklyn, and we went to the Sewage Plant Studios.
Synthesizer Mysteries, live from, what's the studio called?
Sewage Plant Studios.
Sewage Plant Studios in New York City, Brooklyn. What we have here is Ron Morelli behind a TR-808 rhythm machine.
Josh Anzano on guitar and wah-wah pedal.
So what do we got here? We got a CS50 from Yamaha, famous synthesizer, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Listen to it.
$400.
Basically the only sound you can make with it. And here's some very obscure Moog, multi-Moog synthesizer.
Very rare. Wow.
Uncomprehendable.
All noise.
That is the Multi Moog right now.
I'm getting burned.
Okay. So you're also apart from a DJ, also a music producer these days?
I guess so. I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay. What kind of cracks did you make?
Really long ones that make no sense.
Okay, it's like Chicago style.
I guess. Whatever happens at the time happens. Tuning the Moog. It's very important to be in tune. That's one thing I've learned here at Sewage Plant Studios. If you're not in tune, you might as well have not even plugged in.
That's true. But is it true that all the people that work here are tone deaf?
Yes. There was a very large explosion and it affected everyone's hearing in a quite negative way, so.
There's no pitch in your hearing.
No.
It's gonna be like doesn't even work.
Oh yeah, because I think we stopped the thing. No, it was.
But this is not good right here.
They spent hours tuning their synthesizers and dabbling them with their cosmic crowd rock jam. Went totally crazy over there at the Sewage Plant Basement Studios in Brooklyn, New York. And fortunately, Ron Morelli also recorded a very nice DJ mix, especially for the Astro Unicorn radio show. That's what we're gonna fill up the rest of the show with, so no more uncomprehendable noise for you listeners. Okay, here we go.
Hi, I'm New York City Police Officer Joe McDonald. and I would like to say a few words to you about the ongoing graffiti problem that is plaguing New York. The people who write graffiti are generally young kids who don't have any parental supervision or guidance. They come from low-income families. Many of them are drug addicts and criminals. They have a low self-esteem and can be violent. They may be homicidal and, in extreme cases, suicidal. One such vagrant is a man named Revs. He is extremely suicidal and will stop at nothing to reach his goals. He is a piece of shit, so watch out for him. As a police officer, in conjunction with the U.S. government, we have tried over the years to keep racism alive, to keep the oppressed down, and to keep the greed and war machine alive. Revs is a subversive of the worst kind. With your help, we can stop him. Just call New York City Police Department at 666-KING, day or night. And remember, when you're in New York, we'll make a king out of you.
As Rogue Core presents, special beginnings from Rob the Falcon Morelli.
Eddie's dead, shot in the head for a dollar. Who's gonna tell his mama? Who's gonna tell his wife? Eddie's dead, hit in the head by a brother. Who's gonna tell his mama? Who's gonna tell his wife? She was 17 and she meant well. She only wanted his love, but she got a mean, mean, mean hustle of man. And when mama said, girl, you're too young, it's a wild, 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 wild world. The lights of New York City shone so bright. Mama said, what you gonna do in the city? What you gonna do about money? Easy to get wrapped up in a life of sin and shame. Mama cried, what you gonna do in the city, girl? What you gonna do about money? Easy to get wrapped up in a life of sin and shame. Cause he would gamble, steal and fight in a New York City night. Living in the city so heavy it weighs you down. And one of the games that he would play, a dollar a time nearly every day. Shooting pool and cheating for a dime. One night a shot rang out. One night a shot rang out. One night a shot rang out. Eddie's dead, shot in the head for a dollar. Who's gonna tell his mama? Who's gonna tell his wife? Eddie's dead, hit in the head by a brother. Brother, who's gonna tell his mama? Who's gonna tell his wife? What you gonna do in the city? What you gonna do about money? Easy to get wrapped up in a life of sin and shame. Mama cried, what you gonna do in the city, girl? What you gonna do about money? Easy to get wrapped up in a life of sin and shame. Shame.
We'll be right back. Thank you. there. Push your stimulus to bear. Lean for the other side. Gonna take a whole nuttle dive. Not a water ride.
At the end of the show again, we have time to play a little bit of one more track made by Long Island Electrical Systems, which is Morelli and a guy called Briganti. It's called Big Top Dustheads. Well, thank you for listening, and see you next week. Okay, goodbye.